The evolution of protoplanetary disk radii and disk masses in star-forming regions, by Bridget Marchington et al. Protoplanetary disks are crucial to understanding how planets form and evolve, but these objects are subject to the vagaries of the birth environments of their host stars. In particular, photonizing radiation from massive stars has been shown to be an effective agent in disrupting protoplanetary disks. External photoevaporation leads to the inward evolution of the radii of disks, whereas the internal viscous evolution of the disk causes the radii to evolve outwards. We couple N-body simulations of star-forming regions with a post-processing analysis of disk evolution to determine how the radius and mass distributions of protoplanetary disks evolve in young star-forming regions. To be consistent with observations, we find that the initial disk radii must be of order 100 O. Even though these disks are readily destroyed by photoevaporation from massive stars. Furthermore, the observed disk radii distribution in the Orion Nebula cluster is more consistent with moderate initial stellar densities, 100 MSU/NPC3, in tension with dynamical models that posit much higher initial densities for the ONC. Furthermore, we cannot reproduce the observed disk radius distribution in the Lupus star-forming region if its disks are subject to external photoevaporation. A more detailed comparison is not possible due to the well-documented uncertainties in determining the ages of pre-main sequence, disk-hosting, stars. This was the evolution of protoplanetary disk radii and disk masses in star-forming regions, by Bridget Marchington et al.